Today is Wednesday of Holy Week, the 16th of April. Ex Cathedra, directed by Geoffrey Skidmore, sing Dulce Jesus Mio. My sweet Jesus, look with mercy on my soul. This is not the prayer of someone proud or haughty or self-satisfied, but of a person aware that they have weaknesses and shortcomings, aware that they cannot do without the help and the love and the mercy of God. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that moment he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. and while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so."
Again, the church invites us to contemplate the mystery of betrayal. Matthew's gospel shows us that Judas is an agent of the chief priests. He wants us to understand that the betrayal is not just that of one man, but of the leaders of Israel who profess their allegiance to God. Take some time just to reflect on this. Imagine all the activity and the building expectation in preparing for the Passover. This one is special. Take time to look at how Matthew gives us two worlds, the world of the authorities, Roman and Jewish, filled with all the strategies of power. The world in which power brokers try to bring about their own will. Then there is the world of Jesus. Spend time contemplating and entering into the mood of this world, the people around him and how he treats them. You will see that whoever thinks that they have power over the world, God is always at work to bring about his way. As you hear the reading again, notice that Judas tries to cover up what he is planning. To betrayal is added deception. This is the way sin and evil work. But Jesus is not deceived.
Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that moment he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, 'Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me.' And they became greatly distressed, and began to say to him one after another, 'Surely not I, Lord?' He answered, 'The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born.' Judas, who betrayed him, said, 'Surely not I, Rabbi.' He replied, 'You have said so.'"
To conclude this prayer, you might ask God to place you on his side, in his world. Or you might simply conclude with your own prayer of self-offering. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross
you have redeemed the world.